What if, did you use that, did you use one of them or something like it for, just to keep wood in? To store your stove wood in?
No, I don't think I ever did.
You just keep stove wood in the stove box?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To groom your horse, you use a curry comb.
Yes, and brush.
And the brush has a handle and what?
It has a handle and then bristles.
Mm-hmm. And did you remember what you brought the coal in the house in? What you used?
I used a coal bucket.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
I never said coal hot.
Well, I've heard people call them an hour called a coal bucket.
Uh-huh. But what'd your father say?
Oh, I expect it's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
That is old fashioned.
Yeah. Now to sharpen your scythe with. You ever use the scythe?
Yes.
Go back that far?
Yes, we used to use scythe a whole lot. You had a scythe stone.
Ever called anything else?
Wet rock.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call them wet rocks. I always call them a size stone.
How about your father? What did he call them?
Oh, I expect he'd say a size stone.
Now the you'd also have a great big thing for that you couldn't carry around in your pocket for sharpening. You keep that in your shed, probably. What'd you call that?
For what?
For sharpening.
Grindstone. Turn that in my hand. One fella would grind, the other fella would turn.
Mm-hmm. And you always tried to be the guy that grind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you throw the food to the pigs. You might put it in a what?
How's that now?
When you throw your food to the pigs, you might put it in what? No.
I'm putting a bunch of